Did you know over the last few years, about 100,000 people in the U.S. have been sued for allegedly downloading and distributing pornography? The lawsuits come in the form of threatening letters that suggest the recipients pay now to avoid going to court. Northern Illinois sees more of these than anywhere else in the country. What's going on? Miles Bryan of WBEZ in Chicago has more.
When Alex got the letter in the spring of 2011, it freaked him out on a whole bunch of levels. First, there was the money.
Can you read me this paragraph that starts with copyright?
All right. Copyright law allows for statutory damages ranging from $750 to $30,000 per infringed work, $150,000 if willful.
Then there's what that video was, a gay porn film called The Warehouse. Alex, a 45-year-old IT guy with a wife and a kid, says his wife believed him when he told her he didn't download the movie. He asked us to keep his last name private for this story.
If my name is there on the net connected to gay pornography, so it may be not so good for me if potential employers are looking for making their research.
At the time, Alex felt totally alone. He wasn't. Loyola University law professor Matthew Sagg says this kind of lawsuit is a phenomenon. It's known as copyright trolling, and he says it's happening all over the country.
This is all driven by, let's be generous and call them entrepreneurial lawyers. Step one, find a client with some copyrighted property that is being infringed on the internet.
Step two is find the people they think are downloading that property, usually adult video. Step three, file a lawsuit and demand a payment. The lawsuit is initially filed against John Doe. Settle and nobody will ever have to know your name. But fight it?
Then there's also a threat, sometimes implicit, but usually explicit, that we will forever attach your name on the public record to the downloading of, insert whatever pornographic title you want.
Porn-related copyright trolling lawsuits rose from about 3% of all federal copyright cases in 2010 to 40% of those cases last year. Matthew Sagg says owners of copyrighted material, no matter what it is, do have a legal right to protect it.
The problem here is the way these settlements are leveraged. This extreme personal threat, this extreme invasion of privacy, coupled with this extreme economic threat. You know, if it's not extortion, it's certainly, I think, for many people, an intolerable degree of pressure.
When Alex, the IT guy, got a letter 5 years ago saying he was being sued for stealing a porn video, it had the name of an attorney on it, D. Gil Sperline. So I called him. I mean, a question I got to ask you is, you know, is this extortion?
It's not. I represent a lot of clients that make adult film. I don't associate any shame with it, and if someone else does, I feel bad for them.
Sperline says stealing porn is the same as stealing anything else, illegal. And he says the adult film companies he's represented, they don't make money at the box office or with mainstream advertisers. Film sales are really all they've got.
What's the option my clients have? Is it because they're an adult film production that they don't have a right to protect their interests the same way that Hollywood has? That doesn't seem very fair, does it?
Still, these copyright infringement letters land in the mailboxes of lots of people who have no idea why they're being sued, says Jeffrey Antonelli. He's a Chicago lawyer that specializes in defending people charged with illegally downloading porn. Antonelli says half of the clients he works with tell him they're innocent. Often it's an older person with a mischievous grandkid who uses their internet, or someone who doesn't password protect their Wi-Fi. Even so, a lot of these clients don't want to go to court.
Oftentimes people will tell us, look, I can't deal with this. This will put my job at risk or my reputation in the community. To have me named in a copyright lawsuit involving pornography could be devastating, so I want to settle.
Alex, the IT worker, contested the lawsuit brought against him, and eventually his case was dismissed. But two other people who were sued in the same case Alex was, they ignored the letters and were ordered by a court to pay $20,000 each. And at least in Illinois, these copyright cases don't look like they'll be stopping anytime soon. Recently, a defendant in a Northern Illinois copyright case argued that he should be allowed to remain anonymous in court because the company suing him was leveraging his fear of embarrassment to force a settlement. The judge ruled against him. For Here and Now, I'm Miles Bryan in Chicago.